Today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull. Rob gets in the bullpen this morning on the Morning Roundup, and it's that time of the every couple of weeks here. We got Mayor Monday here with me. Join me on the our StreamYard. Of course, we'll have that on later on at 95.1thebull.com. I got Mayor Bobby Schwickerath joining me. Bobby, always a pleasure.
Yeah, say good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Good, good. It's been a great weekend, a little bit on the cooler side of things. I mean, like we discussed before we got on air here, the year's just flown right by.
It has. You know, it's hard to believe we're into the first full week in November, and we already had our holiday open house in town this weekend, so practically Christmas.
Absolutely. So we shall see how things will shape up, of course, with this coming week here, you know, with the elections that's just right around the corner. One thing to definitely focus on, and we've talked about this for the past couple of weeks, is about the lost funds thing. Again, let's elaborate on that ahead of the election day here.
Yes. So starting January 1st, we will have a county-run ambulance service. All of the communities involved in that do have a portion to pay for that service. So we as a community are looking to use lost funds, which is local option sales tax, to help pay for that service. Trying to take it out of our general fund budget is just really going to hurt a lot of our departments. And we try not to go backwards. We're trying to keep moving forwards with everything we're doing. So voting yes to use lost funds for the ambulance service to really help the community keep moving forward. And of course, we'll have a county-run ambulance service.
Yeah, and how are things coming along with ambulance service? Have you heard a lot from the community, from the board members? How are things coming along with that?
Well, you know, it seems like there's a lot of back and forth that goes on at the Board of Supervisors meetings. I know they said they wanted to have a kind of a department lead hired by October, and we're not quite there yet. So hopefully we get something figured out here soon, because, you know, it's like we said, start the show here, that we're rounding the end of the year here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mayor Bobby Schwickerath joining me here for Mayor Mondays here on 95.1 The Bull. Moving on to another topic of interest here is, you know, with the yard pickup days, we've talked about this for a little bit. The next date you guys have in mind, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's actually this coming Saturday, the 12th. This one is both compost and brush. Just make sure, of course, your barrels or bags are less than 50 pounds. And then that the brush is less than 2 inches in diameter and less than 4 foot long. And just get that out on the curb, and Gender will come by on Saturday and get that picked up for you.
Very good. Very good. And Bobby, another thing, of course, tonight, it is the city council meetings tonight. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. We just have a standard city council meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at City Hall.
Okay. Very good. So we'll definitely find out some more down the line on what you guys will discuss about that as we are getting closer and closer to the end of the year, of course, here for Mayor Monday on 95.1 The Bull. Mayor Bobby Schwickerath, how can we learn more about any general questions, more information? How can we get more from you?
Yeah, of course. So if you can stop at any of our city council meetings, which are the first and third Mondays of every month, unless, of course, there's a holiday we move, but otherwise, I have my Facebook page. You can also reach out to me on my email, mayorschwicknh@gmail.com.
Very good. Mayor Bobby Schwickerath, once again, joining me here on 95.1 The Bull for Mayor Mondays. Every couple of weeks, we get in touch here, talk about what's happening here in New Hampton. So, Bobby, always a pleasure once again chatting with you today.
Yeah, thanks, Rob, and we'll talk to you again here in a few weeks.
8:11 here on the Morning Roundup.